Today is Tuesday, March 8th. You're listening to Next BPM's officially first podcast of 2016, where we discover the next chart-topping artist in dance music. My name is Carlos Weezar, and I am on air, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Weezar is on air. Today in the studio, we got a special guest for you. We got 23-year-old DJ and producer Patrick Holmes, who is a recent CSUN alumni and currently a student attending the Matrix session. Patrick Holmes also tends to be a talent manager. So what's up, Patrick? Nice to have you in the studio today. Tell us, your recent degree on CSUN, what is that all about?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing? Great to be here at Pierce College. At CSUN, I was studying a couple different things. I first started off with economics, but I didn't like the whole theory-based system, so I'm more of a math and more exact science type of person. So I ended up studying management. So I just finished there last semester, and everything's been good ever since then.
So I see you got like a degree in like Bachelor's of Science, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How did that whole transition take place, you know, from science to music?
I've always been always intrigued on, you know, managing and getting to know people on a business aspect. I've always been really big on money. Saving my money has always been a big part of myself. And music has just come along throughout my life, and more recently now than ever. And just pretty much been fusing both of them together the best I can, producing, DJing, throwing my own events, managing other DJs and talent. So I've pretty much been trying to just do all that right now, and it's been going pretty well lately.
All right. So how did the whole producing career DJ thing come into play? Did you have like a friend or something? Or was it like a magical night or something? How did that come into play?
Yeah, so I've always been into music, just like most everybody. But as EDM music started to pick up, especially out here in the West Coast, I started going to a couple of raves with a couple of buddies. And I had a good friend of mine, Jacob Kim, who I just ran into at a party. And it was DJing, and I thought that was pretty cool and pretty neat. So I, you know, wanted to see what that was all about. He got me into it. I pretty much was just DJing at home for about a year. Just, you know.
How was that? Was that any fun?
Yeah, just teaching myself. You know, it was fun to me. You know, I felt like I was in a festival in my room in front of nobody. But it was good. I enjoyed it. And it wasn't until he actually started getting gigs. What used to be Denmark Studios, and you know, I was always wondering, how did you get that, and he introduced me to the promoter, and pretty much since then, the rest was pretty much history for me.
What was one of the first festivals you attended for dance music, EDM?
Yeah, the first music festival I ever attended was Hard Summer a couple years ago. That's another reason why Destructo, a DJ and the event coordinator for Hard, is probably one of my biggest inspirations for sure. I love his events, I love his music, and he's someone that I definitely would take after as a role model.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, so I'm seeing here, I'm wondering, what kind of genre do you aim more to produce? I saw you have a recent track, Electro House, and another track, Progressive House. So how is that you just stick to one genre, or do you try and limit yourself, or do you try, you know, exploring other different stuff?
Yeah, so genre-wise, I don't really have a specific genre I usually stick in. I like a lot of melodies and something that's catchy, something that makes people dance and makes them happy. But as far as genres, I'm not really, you know, sticking to anything in particular. The good producers that I've seen before me, who I've gotten a chance to sit down with, one thing that I've learned from them is they're able to produce just about anything that's thrown at them. So I want to be able to make all kinds of music and be able to fuse them together. So currently right now I'm mostly working on some progressive trap style. So something with like a hard, good melody, but a solid drop that, you know, you can pretty much just shake anything to.
All right. So what's it like out here working in the Valley with other producers? Is it quite easy to bump into another producer, or is that kind of hard thing to do, you know?
Yeah, so I've gotten the chance to definitely bump into some pretty good producers out here, not only at gigs, but also in studios, Matrix Sessions, but we'll talk about probably a little bit later. It's a spot that I've ran into some pretty great producers, GTA, The Euro, Tommy Trash, Destructo again. I've seen a lot of these producers there. So that's been nice for me to be able to talk to them on more of a, you know, friendly basis versus just over the internet and that sort of thing. So that's been nice.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, we know. Well, I see here that you have a recent track. Tell us a little about that. What's that? What was that track about? How did that come into play? Who inspired that track?
Yeah, so one of my newest tracks is still unreleased at the moment. I'm working on lyrics right now. However, the beat is pretty much finished. And it's something that it was one of my first melodies that I ever wrote, but I never really had time or the will to finish it. But as I got better as a producer, I started putting the track together, and it's kind of resembles something that you might hear on a festival. Once the lyrics are finished, it's called I Want to Meet Someone New, and it's pretty much just about you know, going to a festival, having a good time with friends, but also wanting to meet and explore other people and other opportunities.
How long would you say it took you to make this track, since considering your time and, you know, your busyness?
Yeah, well, like I said, I made the melody quite a long time ago. But overall, the project had probably taken me about a month or two, on and off with work, school at CSUN, and also DJing, promoting. So it's taken me about 1 or 2 months, but I'm pretty satisfied with the final project for now until, like I said, the lyrics are inputted into the track.
All right, so Patrick introduces this new track that we're about to drop right now.
Yeah, it's called I Want to Meet Someone New, and we're going to go ahead and play it for you guys. I hope you like it. Enjoy.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Next BPM on Keep PC Radio, and we have DJ, producer, and talent manager Patrick Holmes, a student at Matrix Session. So, Patrick, tell us, you're a student at Matrix Session. How's that going? How long have you been part of Matrix Session?
Yeah, so for CSUN, that I just graduated last semester for business management, I had to take care of an internship for graduation. So for that, I thought of a couple different places, and I ended up at Matrix Sessions. So I've known Matrix Sessions for a while now, but it was nice to be able to internship there before I got my feet wet as far as producing and going to the sessions. So that was nice. So I've been there for now about 2 weeks, and everything's been going really smoothly. So it's been nice.
What exactly is Matrix Session? Tell us, what does it specify on?
Yeah, so for those who don't really know Matrix Sessions, it is a little bit of an underground name, you could say. Basically like a music school, but you wouldn't really call it a school. It's more like a mentorship. So it's one-on-one mentoring with just one mentor or teacher, you could say, if you wish. And you basically pretty much go over whatever you would like, more or less. And they show you the way and show you to get to that destination. So if, like myself, I like progressive house and trap. So if there's certain techniques that I want to learn as far as those two genres, they're able to show me exactly that versus a school that you would most likely go to. They'll show you an overall picture of how to produce music or music theory, which you might already know or you might not know, but regardless, you're going to have to sit through the class and get through it. Versus Matrix Sessions, you pretty much are taken from where you're at currently, and then you just keep going up from there.
All right. Are there any courses or skills that you look forward to learning there, or some of the things? What are some things that you liked learning there so far?
Yeah, so right off the bat, one of the things that I've liked so far about Matrix Sessions is being able to get my ideas out there a little bit faster. Because like previously said, it took me about 1 or 2 months to finish my last track. And it might not seem like a lot of time to some people, but it can always shorten. And great producers are not only evaluated on their content that they put out, but also how fast they can put it out. Mm-hmm. So at Matrix Sessions, I've definitely learned how to get my ideas out a little bit faster and explore different avenues to get, you know, certain melodies out. Because for me, myself, I don't have any real musical background compared to most producers, but Matrix has been able to show me how to get ideas faster. And as far as looking forward to, I'm definitely looking forward to mostly the mixing and mastering of my tracks, because they can always be cleaner, they can always be a little bit sharper. So that's definitely something they specialize there. So I'm definitely looking forward to that in the future.
Has Matrix Session improved your tracks in any way? Has it made any new connections with artists, you know, singers or other producers?
Oh yeah, most definitely. So my tracks are already sounding better just after 2 weeks. They're showing me some things, some little things, but very effective once you apply them. And even some of which I already knew. But when someone sits down and really tells you this is really what needs to be done, you kind of stop being lazy and you take the more proactive approach, and you make the necessary cuts and EQ boosts or cuts in your song to make them just a little bit more polished. And as far as connections, there's a lot of different producers and DJs that attend there, from hip-hop to EDM. There's some singers, girls, boys, younger kids, older guys. So definitely a lot of good people that are going there right now. And we always have Pizza Fridays, so we all get together on Pizza Fridays and pretty much just talk shop and just learn from each other.
That's interesting. What's the age group there at Matrix Session? Is there even an age group there? Can anyone attend, or do you need a degree of some sort?
No. The only requirement really to attend Matrix is just being someone that really wants to work hard and really wants to get to that next level. because Matrix is so closely knit and a little bit smaller, they are very selective on who they pick. So it's not necessarily someone who has a degree or is a certain age. You most likely, I think, have to be at least 18 to attend. But other than that, there's no real discrimination against age or genre type or where you've come from or what your background is, but really just someone who wants to work hard and wants to get to that next level and wants to improve.
So this last track that we just heard, was that before you started school or was that after?
Yeah, so that last track was completely finished before I went to Matrix Sessions. So I think it's a pretty solid track for now, but I definitely think there's always room to improve. So with some of the techniques I'm learning at Matrix Sessions, I might go back into that project because it is unreleased, and I might go in and tweak a couple of things before it's fully released on hopefully a big label.
So now that we heard this track and know a little bit more about you, where exactly do you plan on going with this? You're attending school, you just have a science degree, you're out there already releasing tracks. Tell us a little bit more, what are you planning or what is your main goal right now?
Yeah, so for my main goals, I would probably say just continue producing and putting out tracks, trying to get on some bigger labels as I continue, possibly spinning records, Revealed, Panda Funk are some of the ones I look up to, as well as just continue promoting at some of the clubs out in Hollywood. I started my own business. It's called Refuse Events. Mm-hmm. So I've been throwing events at Avalon, Joseph's Nightclub, and a couple other venues. So I'm just trying to take care of that and continue to grow with those events and just keep working.
So for those of you that don't know, Patrick Holmes also happens to be part of the hottest clubs in LA, including Avalon Hollywood, that hosts events every Wednesday and Thursday night for 19 and older crowd.
Yeah, so like I said, Refuse Events is under Mayhem Hollywood.
What's it like working with Avalon? What's different about it than every other club?
Yeah, Avalon is a pretty spectacular venue. It can hold up to 2,000 people around four stages, and it's pretty nice. They're always innovating and upgrading their sound system and visuals. So I've been going there for now 4 or 5 years, and it's continuing to improve and look nicer pretty much every day. There's always new subs that are installing and new screens and the bathrooms being renovated, and it's always pretty nice, and it's always a nice spot to DJ at for sure.
Are there any perks of working with Avalon?
It's probably the 35th best nightclub in the world from some of the rankings online. So it's pretty nice to work at such a venue like that. And definitely builds you up as a DJ and promoter.
Would you say there's anything, good or bad about working with them?
No, most of it's just pretty much good. I wouldn't say too much bad things from working there. It's been a pretty solid relationship for the last 2 years, working and promoting for them. Everything's good.
I see that you just recently had a show there at Avalon. How was that? Did you get to open, close, or did you get a main headlining set?
Yeah, so I played at about 1 o'clock, so it was after Sol Clemente, who's a mentor and my teacher now at Matrix Sessions. So he was headlining the night with some releases on some pretty big labels, so that was pretty nice to play after him. We packed it out with 1,700 people, so it was definitely a night to remember. Lots of college students there, lots of Pierce College students, CSUN, Long Beach, all those colleges were definitely attending on that one.
Did you drop any new singles or remixes there?
Yeah, definitely. I had about 4 tracks that I dropped. It was nice to drop some tracks before releasing them online just to see, engage the reactions of the crowds and see if I need to tweak anything or change anything before I make my final releases.
Are there any events coming upcoming at Avalon or any other club that you have around you?
Yeah, so I DJ a lot in West Hollywood at Club Rage. I'll be at Sutra on the 20th for a Mayhem event with Garmani from Dinmac Studios headlining that night. I got a Masquerade on the 14th at Joseph's, so that's going to be a big college event. We have The Kingdom in May, as well as Sick Dope in June at Avalon. And then the big one is going to be July 3rd. I know it's far away, but July 3rd, we're going to do a Refuse Takeover. So that's going to be a good night.
Where did the name Refuse come from, since I see it's a company you're starting?
Yeah, so it's pretty much just a name that I figured out in school. I thought it was Refuse. I changed it to a Z, and I don't know, it just kind of stuck. So now the slogan is Refuse to Lose, and that's how we live every day.
All right, so I'm able to see here on your social media that you're also a talent manager. What kind of talent do you seek?
Yeah, so pretty much I'm looking for any DJs or promoters or also producers. No discrimination against any genres, any ages. Just go ahead and feel free to hit me up, Patrick Holmes, on social media, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram. It's going to be Patrick Holmes Music. And then on Twitter and Snapchat, it's going to be DJ Patrick Holmes. And feel free to hit me up if you're an upcoming DJ or producer in the LA area and want some opportunities to play at some clubs, play at some gigs, and maybe even some producer help.
Go ahead and introduce us to your last track before we head on out.
Yeah, so my last track is with my good friend Nammo. It's a track we made quite a long time ago, but it's one of my favorite ones. It's got a nice melody, which I love, with a hard drop, and it's called Tanker, and we'll go ahead and play it for you guys. Hope you guys have a good listen, and I enjoy being on the track.
This is KPCRadio.com.
That was Carlos Huizar on Next BPM right here at KPCRadio.com.